This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona.
Kind of a big deal.
Of ESPN 104.5's After Further Review on Eagle 98.1.
I think you just got accused of being a voyeur.
That is the thing that happened. I was gonna put this Matt's Moment on Instagram, my Instagram story.
Yes.
Matt Moscone on Instagram, by the way. And Brittany next door, who's there's a big glass wall right here. She thought I had the camera.
You were filming her.
Was looking at us, but as she thought I was just like filming. It's like, no, I'm not a complete and total creeper in that respect. But it did look bad though.
It did. I can see. I just got a kick out of it because
it did. Almost as bad as LSU's offense looked.
There you go.
But not anymore.
That's why you're a pro.
This LSU offense that went out and scored 26 runs on the road at Mississippi State this weekend. They're back at it. So a couple of games in the midweek. A few things to look out for. They play Grambling tonight. They play South Alabama tomorrow. Similar to last week, you really want to make sure that you get through 18 innings and preserve your pitching for the weekend when Texas A&M comes in. So Clay Moffitt gets a start tonight, who, by the way, went to Kelly High! Clay Moffitt, son of Tommy Moffitt. He's had a really good senior year so far. Has not allowed an earned run. They're going to see if he can go as deep into the ballgame as possible, see if he can eat up some innings for him, which would be great if they could. I will not make a score prediction on tonight's ballgame, lest we actually have another back and forth with one Dick Condom from the morning show here on Eagle 98.1. But this is a game that LSU should win handily against Grambling. More, I think, importantly, is what happens with Daniel Cabrera out. So LSU's all-everything left fielder Daniel Cabrera has a bit of a hand-wrist injury. They're going to rest him this week. So that means Giovanni DiGiacomo, freshman, he'll start in left field. C.J. Willis, who had a breakout weekend in Starkville, he'll start at first base. And Cade Beloso, previously the first baseman, will DH. So a really good opportunity for those guys to get some time in the field, get some more at-bats under their belt, and to see maybe if they can gain some more confidence and Paul Maneri can sort of massage his lineup a bit going into this weekend with Texas A&M, which we'll talk about as we get closer to it. But keep an eye on those young guys at the plate tonight to see how they do. Also, congrats to Tremont Waters, LSU sophomore point guard. Today, the Associated Press All-America teams came out. Tremont Waters named an honorable mention All-American, which was phenomenal to see. Of course, he set the LSU record in steals in a season. He was an assist. He was magnificent this year for LSU on the Sweet 16 run. He deserved the honor. All-SEC, Defensive SEC Player of the Year, and now honorable mention All-American. So congrats to Tremont Waters for that honor.